My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay, it is the first Friday of before the first football game, and so we have a we've got a special introduction. Here's the mic itself. Somehow squeezed six members. Okay, that's not the whole sound, but the actual mighty sound is even mightier than that, if you can believe it. But we've squeezed six members of the Mighty Sound of South in the studio, and are joined now by Will Plank. And I'll give you the names right now. We got Parker Van Dresick, close enough, on tuba. Josh Sotero on percussion. Rachel Campbell, he's on the skit snare. Rachel Campbell is playing trumpet. Deja Lawrence on clarinet. Reese Roberts on mellophone. And Evan Green on trombone. They were all nice enough to actually get up this early and come in here. Although Josh tells me he would have been up anyway. So we appreciate that. Will, thank you very much for putting this group together.
Very happy to do it.
How are you feeling here? They always ask, football coaches before the first game, how things are going. How was fall practice?
Yeah, it was good. I bet we'll have a similar response to the coaches. things are looking good, but we got to see how the first game plays out and make some adjustments from there. It's kind of the same thing.
One of the things we were talking off the air, one of the things that was amazing to me is 3 weeks ago, this band never existed.
Yes.
And so what we will see tomorrow, you have put together in 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's one of the crazy things about the start of the season is how short the band has been together. And then we're out there doing 2 field shows, pregame and halftime, all the stuff in the stands. So it's pretty wild to think about.
And what percentage of the band? It's funny. It's just like in football teams now, actually. You've got this core. The Seth Hennigans of the world, yep, who return, and you got the core here. These are all returnees. These are all Seth Hennigans, let's be honest, basically.
Yes.
Seth Hennigans of the world. But what percentage of the band is the same band as last year's band?
Every year, about 35 to 40% of the band are freshmen, new members, and the rest are returning folks. So, yeah, every single year we're kind of reinventing things.
Half of the people are new, sort of.
Yeah,
or
pretty
whatever.
Much.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's sort of extraordinary.
Yeah, we're just getting them assimilated into the culture of the band and learning all the basic things that we do day in, day out.
So I was reading that for a variety of reasons, including the FAFSA mess and including just the dip in numbers of students coming along, enrollment at the university, like a lot of universities, is down. Yep. You guys are bigger this year?
Yeah, we're bigger. We're up by about 20 people, which is may not seem like a huge number, but that's significant.
Significant.
Yeah. And I don't know. We've been looking at the same trends that the university has. The enrollment has been declining year over year. And for us, if we're following that trend, we're going to have a really hard time being effective in the stadium. I mean, it's a huge stadium. We need the numbers. We need the players to do our job well. And so we've just really kind of hit the recruiting thing hard this past year.
What does that look like?
I guess it's paying off.
And big NIL money behind you, I'm sure. What does that look like recruiting for you? Like, what is that? How does one a bit? There's not a tuba player in Sacramento that you have your eye on, sort of thing.
Right.
How does it work recruiting?
Yeah. We keep mostly a local focus. We find that like the personal interactions that we're able to have with potential students, those tend to be the most effective in terms of getting them to come here and want to be part of the band. So we go out to a lot of band rooms every year, talking to students, talking about the Memphis program. We host some events on campus that bring a lot of high school band students to us and get to see our group. And then we have a really great marketing and recruiting team in the School of Music that helps us as well with some other digital elements.
A lot of people don't appreciate, this is true community-wide, but it's also true at the university, some of the spectacular things we have in this town and in this university. The music program is world-class. I mean, it's first-class, isn't
Absolutely, yeah. And we've got that brand new facility, which is really beautiful. I recommend anyone who hasn't seen it yet, come check it out. It's right there on the north side of Central Avenue. There's concerts going on almost every day of the year. There's tons of things to come see. Yeah,
most of them probably free. A lot of them free.
Yeah,
a lot of them. You can just come in.
Yep, most of them are free.
So I don't know if you've noticed this. Stadium's a little different this year.
Yep.
Does that change anything? It's funny. Like you talk about filling up the stadium.
Yeah.
Is the sound different? It's going to be slipping out that giant hole.
We'll see. I mean, it might be a little bit. I mean, that's one thing the bowl does is really keep the sound contained.
In.
Yeah, but we're moving sections. We used
Where
to be in 125. We're going over to 129, which is just the other end of that same end zone. So we'll be aiming at where the majority of the fans are. So I think the fan experience part of it will be very similar. We're also facing the opposite direction for the field shows, pregame and halftime. So it's going to look and feel a little bit strange at first. I'm sure we'll settle right in. We were in the stadium last week for Frosh Frenzy, and it is a little bit shocking looking at that big hole for the first time, but you get used to it pretty fast. And it's kind of nice. It's like you have a room that has no window, and now there's a big,
bay window. Beautiful bay window.
Beautiful view of the concert.
All right, let me talk to some of your the Seth Hennigans here. So I was talking to, off the air, I was talking to Reese. And Reese is on the mellophone, right? And so you said the best part of band is friends. Was the best part of band?
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, sorry.
Yes. You go ahead. Just hold that up towards the end.
Okay. Period.
And then you mentioned Bandcamp. Mm-hmm. The whole world jokes about Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah. And it seems a lot more rough than it actually is. Believe me, it can be tiring. But when you're trying to come into college as a freshman.
What is Bandcamp?
So
let's take us back to the basics.
Okay, I got you. So it's like a couple of weeks before school, 1 to 1.5 weeks, everyone from the band gets to move into their dorm, get to move into temporary housing, and we go onto campus and just practice all day,
basically.
For 2.5 weeks.
And it's hot?
Yeah. Oh, most definitely it's hot. But the benefit is, one, you get to move in early, so you don't have to deal with all of the extra people, doing all that. And you go into college with this, tight-knit group of friends that you wouldn't have if you weren't a part of the band. So, when I first got here, I was really nervous about, trying to make outreach and make friends.
But, you came from where? Tell me where you remember. Brighton, you're from Brighton, Tennessee, just outside of, yeah. What, by the way, do people, when you said you're going to Memphis, how did you end up here?
Well, so I was looking at different schools, and I really liked how Memphis looked. I know that they say it's not safe and this and that, but, the campus is very much different than the city. It's, two different worlds. But then they also gave me a lot of money.
They gave you a lot of money?
They did, in fact.
Really?
They did, in fact.
What percent have some sort of scholarship? Well,
most of the band get.
Most of the band, I'm repeating, he's not on the microphone. Most of the band gets some degree of scholarship.
Well, it wasn't the band scholarship that brought us here.
Right, okay. Oh, they gave you. The money they gave you was not band related money. It was just money.
It was half and half because I'm a music minor, so I got concert band money. But
I see.
Yes.
I see. So the money, and you've had a good experience?
Oh, yes, of course.
Right. So I want to talk to Parker, who's from Nashville. Parker, a man after my own heart because he plays tuba. Parker, you were given a choice of what two instruments when you were a young lad?
So, yeah, in sixth grade, I was joining the band, and my band director was like, well, you're either going to play tuba or oboe, which you don't know anything about.
Those
that.
Those are two very different lives, two different trajectories. Yeah. Did you get to pick between them? Or even?
No, he picks what you play, which is kind of like scary because you never know what you're going to get. But I kind of wanted to play oboe at first, but I'm really glad that he chose tuba for me because I've loved it ever since.
So you're from Nashville.
Correct.
And... You know, I get the sense that everyone in Nashville is not falling all over themselves to come to Memphis.
Yes.
Because of the way that they unfairly disparage our beautiful city. How did you end up here?
So, yeah, I had a friend who I went to high school with. He was like, hey, do you want to go tour Memphis? And I was like, Memphis? I was like, sure, I'll tour, but I'm not going to go to Memphis. And I toured. I loved the campus. Kind of like
really?
What Reese was saying, campus is very beautiful. Fell in love. I applied to Memphis. It's the only school I applied to. Got in. I was like, all right, done deal. Going to Memphis.
Rachel, same. You're also from Dixon.
Yes.
How did you end up here?
So my high school band was looking for new pep songs to play. And if anybody's heard C3, it's a song that the Matty Sound plays a lot.
C3?
C3. It's like the song we play during pregame. We play it a lot. And my band decided to play it, but we called it Nuck If You Buck. But we watched the video of the Mighty Sound, like, performing it at a pep band game, like a basketball game.
Right.
And we watched that over and over and over again to learn their visuals and what they do during the song.
So they were good.
They were really good.
You're like, damn, this is...
Yes.
And that sold you? That video is what sold you on...
So I didn't really know much about Memphis when I first saw the video, but then my mom was, like, talking about it later, and I was like, oh, I remember that video. And then I wasn't sure about doing band, like, when I got to university,
right.
But that video and talking to Dr. Plank, like, really solidified it for me.
All right, so then we have a few from who are actually from Memphis. Deja, you're from Overton. Do you feel like, as a proud representative of Overton, you're the best band, the best high school band in the city? I mean, it has a reputation of you're all musical wizards over there.
Yes, the absolute best band in the city of Memphis. I'll say it again and again and again.
Is that true?
Absolutely true. Absolutely.
How did you start playing?
So I started playing clarinet,
clarinet in
middle school. I went to Colonial, which is right down the
just
way.
Just down the way here.
Yeah, and so like Parker, my teacher was like, okay, so you have two choices. It was either piccolo or this. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll play clarinet. That's cool. And I've loved it. I've been playing for about 14 years, I think. So, yeah, I love it.
This band, you never know, like the team, like the same team. We don't know how the team's going to be this year. We think it's going to be a great year.
Right.
Can you give me a sense, a scouting report of the band this year?
The band is going to be amazing. Like
amazing.
Band count blew my mind because we got a lot of stuff done. A lot. So
really?
Just based off of that, this is going to be a really, really good year. I feel it. I really do.
Josh, she claims that Overton is the best band in the local area. You are from Arlington, I believe.
I would say otherwise. Yeah. Arlington, I would say, is the best band in all of Memphis.
Absolutely. I think I might have done some advanced scouting on Josh. So I covered the Arlington MUS game from like 2 or 3 years ago. What year were you at Arlington? And I was blown away.
I graduated in 23.
Yeah, so I was blown away. I mean, I did some advanced scouting, so Will and I have the same eye for talent, I think.
So impressive, Arlington.
Very impressive.
How many hours a week do you all spend doing this?
A lot. Too many.
Is that true?
Yes, too many. Week in and week out. But it's all worth it, though. We love what we do, and that's that.
You play snare.
Yes, I do.
One of the things that always bewildered me about percussionists is you play everything? Like, you play both the timpani and the bass drum and the tambourine and the, like, do you play or do you specialize?
Well, it all kind of correlates to each other. It's kind of, you know, it's different, you know, instruments, but, you know, you just hit things and...
you just hit things. Not unlike a linebacker, right? Sort of same sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And who haven't we gotten? Evan. Evan, also another local school, Collierville. And Evan is, you're the one member here who is who happens to be, you're a music major. There, none of the others are, right? None of the rest are majoring in something else. What's your dream?
My dream is really just travel the world and just play my horn.
Really?
Yeah.
When did you hit upon the dream was to travel the world and play your horn?
Not too long ago. Recently, like a few years ago, when I was really just thinking about...
Hold the microphone just a little
Just closer. Thinking about, like, why I want to go to college. And it's just, like, I really enjoy playing the trombone.
So what is the path between playing your horn here and playing, traveling the world playing your horn? Like, what's next? I would imagine that's not an easy path.
Right. You have to start... First, you have to... be in the practice room, continuously practicing each and every single day. I spend like 2 hours a day.
You practice 2 hours a day, yes. Technique.
Right, and music. And then you have to start getting out into the city, starting to gig. You have to get connections with other people.
Where do you gig?
Currently, I don't gig.
You don't gig. You want to gig. Yes, by the way, he's available for gigs, folks. Evan Green from Collierville High. Do you have like... In the same way that a basketball player might say, I want to be like, you know, Ja or Kobe or whomever else, are there trombonists who you like, damn, that dude?
Yeah, I would have to say it's JJ. He's a 1900s blues trombonist.
JJ, a 1900s blues trombonist. Wow. All right. Well, I'm a big fan of the Mighty Sound of the South, and I thank you all for coming in. So we're gonna play one more. What are we gonna play?
This is the second half of Eye of the Tiger.
This is the second half. We don't have a full Mighty Sound, so everything isn't possible. So we're gonna give the second half of the Eye of the Tiger here from the Mighty Sound. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it. Thank you, Will. Have a great season. We will.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.